Did you love that as much as I do, ladies and gentlemen? Because I personally loved it. Hi, I'm Logan, Loganity Morris, and it's great to be back with you for another episode, another season, I should say, of Racing Refresh Happy Hour, Season 2, Episode 1. We're back, baby, and I don't do it alone. Luckily, all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight. Let's bring him in. He is the show creator, the showrunner, the show, the man that makes you plunder. Of course, I'm talking about my favorite Canadian for this next hour or so. Adam Carabine, come on in here.
Hello, we're back. Hey, Logan.
Did you miss me, baby?
I missed you, man. It's good to see you.
It's been, you know, we communicate regularly, but it's been a long time since we've sat and done this. So
I know, yeah. It's weird to be back. It's weird to be back, but it's good to be back. It means NASCAR is back, which is a big plus in my mind, so...
Amen to that. NASCAR is back, and so are we. And let's bring in the woman that has found a way to tolerate me for another off season. My better half, my forever Valentine. We had a nice dinner earlier. Let's bring her in. Producer Peggy, come on in here. How are you? Welcome back.
I am wonderful. Ryan Blaney is our reigning champion. And I'm ready for him to go back to back.
Well, we'll see. That might be the boldest of hot takes. Matt Moore tuning in. Hey, Matt, how are you? Check out his latest piece for Racing Refresh at the website, racingrefresh.com. He gives you a 30-second read of The Clash, the biggest waste of time in all of NASCAR. Not Matt Moore's article, The Clash. I just want to let that be known. Colin couldn't be here this evening. Unfortunately, his real-life job got in the way. He was scheduled to be here until about 2 hours ago. And then, well, we live in the wildest country in the world, folks. So things happen all the time. And so he got busy. We look forward to hopefully having him back, schedule permitting, next week. So with that, Producer Peggy, any final words before we delve on in?
I'm just going to sit back and click the buttons and eat some pizza.
All right. Enjoy your pizza and your chocolates. enjoy it. You know,
yes. Happy Valentine's Day to the two of you. I feel like I'm third wheeling a little bit tonight. But
We're lovebirds. We are lovebirds.
Love it.
And we're going to fly. We're going to fly higher than Creed could ever take us. But Producer Peggy, we'll bring you in for some final words and some Daytona predictions, maybe even a hot take or two, but we'll see you in a bit. Me and old Canadian Carabine, we're gonna settle in here. So enjoy your pizza, enjoy your chocolates, and just push those buttons correctly. Thanks.
I want to tune in here quickly and just say, you know, we got qualifying going on right now for the well, it's, you know, the Wednesday night qualifying for the Daytona 500. And we've got two open cars who are already locked in. We've got Anthony Alfredo driving the 62 for Beard Motorsports. And David Reagan have qualified in on time, at least, so far. So we'll wait to see how the rest of the open car situation pans out, but I just wanted to add that as a little breaking news because we are live at the same time as qualifying tonight.
Genius schedule makers, aren't we? Peggy, it's okay. You can go. It's fine.
You can go, Paige.
I was going to wait until like the break and then just go quietly, but since you guys want to make it weird, I'll just go now.
Bye-bye. Valentine's Day. We got work to do. All right. Let's do it, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. You know what I got to do? You know what I got to do, Adam? You know what I got to do? You know what I accidentally closed down?
Did you close out the script already? I did. First show. Here we go. I'll take over for a sec here while you find it. Peggy, let's go to our weekend review, which I know we're a week late on that, but let's go to it right now. Look at this. We got some new graphics this season too.
Look, she's been working hard behind the scenes, boys.
She works hard all the time.
I know.
Not just over the off season. Yeah.
Let me be clear on that. I don't deserve that woman.
We know.
Let me be clear on that. Abundantly clear.
So we're reviewing the weekend that was the Clash in LA. Tell me, Logan, you loved it, right?
You
had a great time.
I am the biggest hater of the Clash in its current format. And this year, I thought it showed, Adam. Look, it was a 3-year deal for the Clash of the Coliseum, right? 3-year
deal. I mean, nothing's been officially announced, but.
It was a 3-year deal originally. We'll see what happens next year. But as I have to holler at my dog. But look, at the end of the day, it's the biggest waste of time in NASCAR. And they showed it this year more than ever. Let me tell you why. They looked like they were playing out the string. Fox looked like they were playing out the string. I know they can't help the weather, but it lacked the pomp and circumstance, and fans made all that stink about it not being free, and then they made it free, and then it didn't even show up. This was a complete and cluster. What are your thoughts? You were there.
I was there. I showed up. And honestly, I feel like under the circumstances, the crowd actually turned out to not be all that terrible. I know that there was a big hubbub about, you know, they weren't going to open up Saturday first and then they made it free. And I thought that was the right choice by NASCAR to do that. But I mean, weather changed everything basically. Right. So that, would you have liked to see more people there? Of course you would. But considering that the big race got moved to Saturday, kind of with, you know, 3-4 hours notice, that was pretty much it. I thought it was a decent turnout, and actually the atmosphere of the crowd was really great. Something else that's not completely related, but the NASCAR Mexico series was there as well. They ran a race and I was impressed because they were originally supposed to be the opening act for the big race. And they got bumped kind of to after the cup race. And I wondered if fans were going to stick around and watch that. And honestly, it was almost a better atmosphere for the Mexico race than it was for the cup series. So, and congrats to Daniel Suarez on winning that one. So I thought the race was fun. I enjoyed it. I mean, there is certainly something to be said for being there live makes it a little more fun. I'm not sure how it translated on TV, but I thought, you know, it was an exciting finish. What more could you ask for? And best of all, we got it in, which is really what I care about. So.
Oh, I can ask for a lot more and I'm going to.
yeah, I know you will.
I'm going to. Again, I want to be fair to NASCAR. They cannot control the weather. I want to be fair to that. Freddie has a comment. He said, what's your guys' honest opinion about, like, an example would be doing in the Clash, a new track they haven't been to before, like something new. I think that's what's coming, Freddie, because let me tell you why. Here, you're on Racing Refresh Happy Hour. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm going to tell you what I consider to be the facts of the situation, or what I call my truth. It's not insanity, it's Loganity. Thank you so much for tuning in, Freddie. We appreciate it. Keep those comments coming. Here's what I think happens. I do think they go to a new track next year. You want to know why? Because it pads the bottom line. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what makes this world go around. This world is ran by two things, money and bedroom activities. NASCAR, to my knowledge, is not involved in bedroom activities. So therefore, it's all about the money. And so if someone is going to offer you way too much money to take your event someplace else, You'd be a fool to turn it down. But they want pomp and they want circumstance. You know what has built-in pomp and circumstance? I don't know. This place called Daytona International Speedway. It's got more history coming out of its ass than anyone's ever dreamed of. But what do I know? So, Freddie, what I think is going to happen, and I don't know anything, don't know any facts. I'm just a media member. I'm just a loudmouth with a podcast. What I think is going to happen is I think it goes to Mexico because I think Mexico is going to pay them back up the Brinks truck, pay a bunch of money, and then we'll do something there. And my biggest issue with the Clash is this. It sells them, it sells people because we're all attracting new fans, even though I don't see them anyplace. Certainly they didn't reflect in the FS1 ratings, granted, weather permitting, I know. The issue for me is it sells them on a product that does not typically exist. You can't make a move without bumping into each other. I mean, we got Ricky Stenhouse coming over to take a John Hunter's, you know, his window net down. That's cool. That's cool, Rick. That's cool. Mighty Mississippi, God bless you. It just sells on a product that is not what the sport is traditionally. So people said, well, it's attracting new fans. Okay. But we don't sell baseball by showing them pickleball. We show them baseball. Here's the game, the way the game is played, 162 games a year. And I know it's not quite the same thing because the tracks change. You have, oh, you got short tracks. I get that. But you don't have a cluster like the Clash at the Coliseum any other time on the schedule. And we think, whatever God you pray to for that. So, Adam, my issue, and then I'll come to you, I get the pomp and circumstance, and it's cool, and it's L.A., and L.A.'s, you know, fly, and they're hip, and they're with it, right? But
that's why I went, you know, because yeah, I am also those things, so yeah. I felt well, like I would fit in. So
there's nothing like up an Adam Carabine. I just absolutely think it sells people on a product that does not typically exist. My opinion. What say you, Mr. Carabine?
Well, it sounds like you've got a bit of a case of the Grinch carrying over from Christmas there, Logan. I mean, listen, buddy, the off season is not super long, but it does feel long to us NASCAR fans. Having something to look forward to that's sooner than the Daytona 500, where can you go wrong with that? I'm just happy to see cars on any track going around in circles doing their thing. And is it indicative of what the NASCAR product is? Maybe not, but then okay, let's go to a different place then. And I think what Freddie was saying earlier, yeah, I'm open to them going to a new track, and I don't even care about the money necessarily. I mean, I'm not getting any of it, so maybe that's why. But it's just more opportunity for us to see our favorite drivers and our favorite sport out on the track. And why would you have any issue with that? I don't understand it. I thought the race itself was kind of fun. And yes, I recognize, you know, we lost out on our like heat races and our last chance qualifiers, which I think are more fun, and that kind of leads to more drama. But I don't know. Yeah, you're talking about Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And did you see the video of Joey Logano and Ty Gibbs? Like, I love that this stuff is already starting, and I love that there's some, you know, some drama, some hot drams coming into Daytona. Let's bring it. Why not?
Hashtag hot drums. I like it.
Hot drums. There you go.
Matt Moore says, I think it was a good experiment, but the Clash has historically been a big money race, and that should be the focus and not just entertainment outlet for the fans to see bumper cars and a music festival. And the church said, amen, Matt. Yes, they did. That is exact. Because I'm not saying we shouldn't have the Clash. No, the Clash is a pivotal part of the sketchy. I get it. Hot drums.
Hot drums.
And yes, I did say sketchy, ladies and gentlemen. but to me, again, I just think it sells people on a product that is not indicative of what this sport is. That's words I'm looking for. Freddie says, I wouldn't mind seeing North Wilkesboro doing the Clash. That's all right, brother. We don't care about spelling here. This ain't no English Clash. We're just glad you're tuning in.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want. We'll figure it out. We can Morse code this thing together, brother. So teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you, Freddie. And then Matt says, why not have the Clash during the World Series of Asphalt Racing at New Smyrna? Look, I think both of you have wonderful ideas. Both both of Freddie and Matt. I'm a little more partial to Freddie's because I'm a nostalgia guy, and there's nothing more nostalgic than the fine North Wilkesboro Motor Speedway. And I know you'll say, well, that race wasn't entertaining enough. But there's 38 of them. If you count everything together, you'll be entertained. They ain't all going to be hits. And let's give some people some time to try some things out. They hadn't been there in a while.
I will say, Logan, I did get the sense being there that it was the last year that it's going to be in LA. There were a couple pointed questions from other media members saying, hey, you know, if this is the last Clash at LA, you know, what sort of legacy does it leave? And, you know, Steve O'Donnell, who's one of the big wigs of NASCAR, was like very quick to shut that down. He's like, I'm not going to comment on that. But I felt like if there was plans to come back next year, he would have said, oh, you know, I think it's too soon to say that. He really just was like, I'm not commenting on that. So I don't know. I think it could go to Mexico. I think that'd be fun. I say tour it around. Let's do something different each year and see what works. If something works, we'd keep doing it. And if it doesn't, we'd try something new the next year. But they've obviously shown that they are able to build a track kind of pretty much anywhere now. Like the inside of a stadium, it's pretty cool. So get it done.
I think it's a cool novelty, but the novelty ends right there on the fact that it's cool. It doesn't to me equate to a great product. That's just my opinion.
Matt, I am going to interrupt you, sorry, Logan. I just wanted to say we have a new provisional pole sitter. Joey Logano took over top spot there. So,
well, Ryan Hill is somewhere very, very happy right now. look, I think Freddie's got the right idea. I want to see North Wilkesboro remain on the schedule some way. Somehow, Matt, I think you have a good idea as well. I think both of them are better than what the Coliseum experiment has been. It was worth a shot. I think that's fair. But
I think the other thing to remember is that LA is a big market. And right now with Fontana now being torn down, and who knows when we'll see it again, if we ever do, you know, I think it's important to reach out to that market. That is one of the biggest, I think it's the second biggest market outside of New York. And,
I think, you know, those are fair points. And you've heard me advocate for big markets on this show before. That's why I'm one of the few that say Texas Motor Speedway needs to remain on the schedule, despite its quality of race, because Texas is such a vital market. So I do understand that argument. And I think you make good points. Keep those comments coming. We will be glad to touch on all of them, whether that's the Clash, whether that's Daytona, whether that's what you did for Valentine's Day with the boo thing. Let them fly on in here. But now we got to move on. Let's go to our happy hour headlines. Oh, yeah, we're back. We got neon, baby.
I like that. I like that.
The right foot creep. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's a good thing.
I don't know what that is, but
you ain't never hit the gritty.
Maybe I'm just not recognizing your version of it, but that's okay.
All right. So have you heard about the New York racing team drama with Greg Biffle?
Yeah. So
break it down for us.
Well, there were some leaked images that came out showing a hauler, and it showed basically people were saying, okay, it looks like the NY racing team is going to have Greg Biffle driving the 44 for Daytona. I mean, if you're watching qualifying, this has already been spoiled for you. You know this. It's not Greg Biffle. It is JJ Yaley instead. But there was kind of a weird comment that Greg Biffle put out, basically saying that some contractual obligations have not been fulfilled yet, and therefore he is not going to be racing until those are fulfilled. So I don't really know what that means. I don't know. Did you see the statement, Logan?
I did see the statement. He seems pretty pretty up in arms about it, pretty hot. It didn't have the lightest of tones. All right, it wasn't light in the loafers. Let's just say that.
I agree.
I don't know. I don't know exactly. We have no privy information on what those contractual obligations are. Freddie says, which out of the tracks that aren't racing anymore wouldn't mind seeing come back, like Kentucky or Chicagoland? Coming, I think we should do Chicagoland again. Important market, especially if we decide the street course isn't going to be a thing anymore. It is a thing this year. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But just like the Clash is looks likely to be moving somewhere else, Freddie, you could see it there where the street course isn't on the schedule anymore. I think Chicagoland is important if they ever decide to go away from the street course, and perhaps anyway. Because
do them both.
The street course is a very unique, sort of like the Clash, very unique representation of the sport. So I would like to see Chicagoland. It's an important market. personally, because I'm right here in good old Columbus, Ohio, Freddie, I would love to see Kentucky back on the schedule. I sure would. So selfishly, that would be quite all right. Fun fact, Peyton and I actually had tickets for what would be the final Kentucky race, but obviously that was then COVID happened. We did not get to see it. We just had ourselves a fine weekend at a motel.
Was that Cole Custer?
That was Cole Custer.
I didn't even look that up. That's right off the old noggin. I'm getting back into it.
That chat's real, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, racingrefresh.com always.
There you go.
So Freddie, for me, it would be I think Chicago Man would be important. Let me turn that back to you. What tracks would you like to see back on the schedule? Obviously, we were a long way from getting any 2025 news, but it's never too early to think about it. Am I right, it's Freddie? True. So it's never too early to think about it. All right. Look, when it comes to the Greg Biffle drama, when it comes to the tea, sis, I don't know what's going on there. I need to hear both sides of the story before I make an appropriate comment. I have the hot drums, the hashtag hot drums. Look,
I like it.
I don't want to go based on just what Greg's saying, because there's two sides to every story. I'm not calling him a liar, but I'm not calling him a truther. So I want to hear their side of the story. Obviously, JJ Yaley is in that car this evening. He'll be in that car, for whatever. If they make the race, he'll be there.
It's not looking good. They're going to have to do it in the duels, I think, if they're going to. So,
Matt Marr says Rockingham needs a comeback. Matt, you ain't wrong, brother. Let's get old school. I want every old school track, the table to be back on the schedule, to get back on the schedule. I mean, damn it. What about history and tradition, folks? Freddie says he wouldn't mind seeing the tracks he said come back. And he wouldn't mind seeing a road course race in Canada for the Cup guys. And I wouldn't mind seeing The Rock come back, Rockingham. Look, and if you're a WWE fan, The Rock is back on SmackDown Friday.
Isn't he going to be at Daytona as well?
Is he the
Grand Marshal or something? I don't want something like that.
Riverside would be cool. I mean, way back at California, it would be wonderful to see that. I don't know both sides of the story, so I don't want to comment on, like, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to what's going on with 44.
I hope they're
whether that's after tonight or tomorrow, if they make the race or don't, I hope they release a statement to kind of explain themselves, just because, you know, is the Biff getting the shaft, so to speak, or is he painting one side of the story? I'd like to know. Even go to Japan again. Yes, they should do more international market, in my opinion. We need to grow this sport outside of the United States. I know what you're saying, Adam, but you just said you don't want to see it go to Mexico. I didn't say I don't want to see a race in Mexico. I said I don't want to see the Clash in Mexico. Because you know what the Clash is? It's an exhibition race. It means Jack with a side of squat.
I'm gonna pivot here with some more happy hour headlines. For the first time in, I believe, 8 years, Alex Bowman is not going to be on the front row. I believe he's currently 12th. There's still a ways to go, but he's not going to even finish in the top 10. So there you go. Sorry, Alex Bowman. You had a good run. It's time to let someone else take over.
For what it's worth, every year Hendrick seems to qualify extremely well, but then not do so great in the race. Yeah. So maybe that's they're true. Switching that trend.
Larson is second at the moment, so he's looking okay. But
if you see me looking up here, folks, I know I'm professional. That's where my TV is. I'm just seeing where everybody's at.
Yeah. I'm keeping an eye on it too. You know, we have to do both. Don't want to be misinformed here. Enough about Greg Biffle. I was just going to say, I think it's a shame if he's not involved in the sport, because I think he's good for the sport. So I don't have that same kind of nostalgia for Greg Biffle that some people do. I wasn't around as a fan when he was driving or in his heyday, but I see what an impact he has just being out there. And I think, you know, it's a shame if there's some sort of legal or contract disputes that are making him not race. He should be out there.
I completely agree. I mean, I know that you said you weren't around, but you see the reaction that his radar starts get from our friends.
Getting stiff for the Biff.
Getting stiff for the Biff, boys. He seems pretty stiff about those contract issues.
Yeah, I guess so.
I hope he didn't get stiffed.
I hope not.
Freddie says he wouldn't mind seeing Carl Edwards back again racing. I agree. A cousin Carl. We'd all want to see cousin Carl or cousin Concrete Carl back at it. You know, he was at Daytona about 2 weeks ago for something to do with Advent Health. So I just and Advent Health has a new relationship with Legacy Motor Club. I'm just tea leaves, boys. Tea leaves.
We'll see. Tea leaves. See.
Yeah, never say never is all I know. All right. But for the trucks, there's a lot of new Rookie of the Year contenders in all three series, I should say.
Yeah, NASCAR released the official Rookie of the Year contenders because there was scuttlebutt. Oh, sure. Sorry, Logan. I'm you know, it's episode one of the new season. I feel like I'm talking over you here. I don't mean to.
Oh, you're good, brother.
yeah. And trucks, we got officially Lane Riggs, Connor Jones, and I know who you're cheering for, Mr. Loganity, Thad Moffitt.
Hey,
in the 46.
No, I'm not biased.
Do you think he, I mean, it's hard to know. It's a brand new team. Like, we don't know what kind of equipment they're going to have. We don't know, you know, do we think he can challenge for Rookie of the Year? Or do you have any take on who's going to be?
Realistically, I have very, very low expectations for Thad Moffitt. That's not a cut on Thad. This just feels like I want to be as respectful as I can. This feels like a very pieced together team and ride and thing. And while I think it's wonderful to have a Petty directly on the racetrack during the 75th year of Petty Racing, I don't have high hopes. I hope I'm wrong. Hope I'm way wrong. Just good to see Thad get an opportunity in the sport. Obviously, he spent last year in the Trans Am Series to cover that some. Here on Racing Refresh, all five of you really cared. It was wonderful. And so...
Easy now.
So, no, I was just saying. So I expect he'll surprise some people on the road courses because Trans Am is the North American road course series. That's what they run exclusively. So I think he'll surprise some people on the road courses, but I don't have high expectations. I think Lane Riggs is probably the front runner for Rookie of the Year in the truck.
Looks like Matt Maher agrees with you there.
Matt Maher says, I think Lane Riggs is going to be something special and going to be continuing for a lot of wins. You know, I think it's very possible, Matt. I think it's very possible. Freddie said Juan Pablo would be another, the old 42 driver. Look, I'd like to see Juan Pablo back in it. Of course, he still competes quite a bit around the world. Usually, I don't know if he was this year, but usually he's in the Rolex 24. Quite often, does a lot of endurance racing. Juan Pablo is one of the more underrated drivers in NASCAR. We all know him for the jet dryer incident, but he's so much more talented than that. I don't know what happened that night, but
if he came back, he would be on fire, I think.
Oh, man. Oh, God. That's tough.
I'm working out some of the kinks here. Give me a few weeks to get back into it.
Jesse Love, Dawson Cram, the Ever Phenom, SVG, Haley Deegan, and Leland Honeyman are your Rookie of the Year contenders. Look, I'm going to go ahead and steal the obvious one. I mean, SVG's coming in with big expectations, right?
Yeah, he's got it. I mean, he's got a 100% win rate in the Cup Series. So
Ryan Hill says the boys are, but you damn right, brother. You damn right. Here we are.
We're back.
I see your boy still on the pole, Ryan. Yes, Freddie, I agree. We're gonna miss someone to watch out for. Look, I think SVG, given you're right, he has the win at Chicago and Trackhouse Racing. We know that this year is a big house sampler for SVG. And what I mean by that is he's getting a little bit of everything, right? You ever go to a restaurant, you get the house sampler for appetizers. So, and this is what SVG's getting. He's getting some truck time. He's getting some cup time. He's getting tons of Xfinity time. I think this is throwing his feet into the fire. So he's ready to be full-time in 25 in the Cup Series. Don't know that. That's just a Loganity take. Want to be clear on that. But SVG, I think he's got, high expectations, and I think rightfully so, because where he will do well, I have no idea on the ovals, but you know he's going to be a dangerous cat on those road courses. What say you, Adam?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's probably one of the more skilled road course drivers. I mean, he's going to be up against AJ Allmendinger, who's returning as full-time Xfinity this year. But yeah, I mean, there are some good road course ringers in the Xfinity series. I mean, Sheldon Creed's legit. He doesn't have a win yet for his, but I feel like he's got one coming this year. Obviously SVG. Yeah. I don't know. There's I'm sure I'm missing someone else too, but there's a good field for road courses, in the Xfinity series. But the name that I'm also interested in is Haley Deegan on that list of Rookie of the Year. I know there's probably more expectations for her than is maybe fair, but she had one Xfinity race under her belt, and she performed pretty well with that. I believe it was at Las Vegas last year. So, is it Las Vegas? I don't know. I can't remember now, but one of those races, she hopped in the Xfinity series and did a decent job. So I'm curious to see just where she stacks up as far as Rookie of the Year goes.
Finished 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Matt says, I have no expectations for SVG. Going to be a learning curve on a variety of oval tracks, comparing to his masterfulness of road racing. Jesse Love, he thinks, is going to be the favorite for Rookie of the Year. I don't agree with you, Matt. I think he's going to learn quick. I think he's going to learn fast. And I think he's going to impress some people. I'm not saying he's going to light the world on fire, but to be Rookie of the Year, you don't have to.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Jesse Love came straight from the Arca Menards series. Is that right?
He did some Trans Am stuff as well.
Usually the progression is to go trucks first. And
what do you think, Sean? Chase Elliott going to get back in Victor Lane this year? because he didn't find it last year. He was kind of like Stevie Wonder in a new room looking for it. He didn't find it.
Thanks for tuning in, Sean. Don't let Logan get you down.
Oh, he's my stepfather. He understands who I am.
Completely. Oh, okay.
Yeah, believe me.
There you go. All right. Well, believe still.
Me, he gets it. He knows I'm
the point up. Stands then. Don't let Logan get you down. So
I put smiles on people's faces. That's what I do.
Yeah. Should we talk Cup Series here? We got four contenders for Rookie of the Year, and I'm kind of one of them is a little confusing to me, but we'll get there. We got Josh Berry taking over for Kevin Harvick, obviously, in the four. You got Zane Smith, Carson Hocevar, and then Kaz Grala coming in there. Chase Elliott's going to be better than ever, says your stepdad. So there you go. Kaz Grala getting the nod for Rookie of the Year. Is he even going to run a full schedule? Like, what's the point?
He's going to run a lot. He's going to
run
26, 27 races worth.
I don't know. Obviously you're not going to pass the other three who are running 36 races, right? Like, why actually, bother yeah. even?
Well, but mathematically.
I guess it's possible, but
my dog's a big Kaz Grala fan.
I guess, I don't know. Kaz Grala, it's not like he's stepping into, top tier equipment either here. Like, he literally just had a terrible qualifying run where he couldn't even switch gears. So, I don't know. Yeah. I don't see it as far as Kaz Grala goes. I think he's a great guy. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think he's going to take it. Do we think, is this a foregone conclusion? Is it Josh Berry's to lose this year?
I'm going to say negatory on that red machine there, Rough Rider. Look, I have low expectations for the four and Stuart Haas as a whole, and I think they're off to a shaky start, to be honest with you. And you might say, well why, Logan? They haven't even ran a race. Because Tony Stewart did what all poor leaders do, and that's he deflected so quickly it was ridiculous. Well, it's not my fault. I'm not turning the ridges. Well, thanks, Captain Obvious. You're also revving up your engine. You shouldn't. Thanks a lot. But look, I personally, I don't have a lot of faith in Stuart Haas. They're going through a rebuild from hell right now. In my estimation, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they win 10 races. I have no idea. Sean says the real test will be the road courses. I don't think if Josh Berry is the favorite, fine. But you know who I think is my favorite for Rookie of the Year? Zane Smith. That's my favorite.
Really?
That's my favorite. Well,
it's a little early for hot takes here, Logan, but I think that might be a hot take.
I bring him in piping all day long. I just had some Nashville hot dry rubs from a place I won't say because they're not sponsoring us.
Not yet. So, right, not yet.
So I bring piping hot takes everywhere I can get them. By the way, speaking of hot takes, Freddie says Josh Williams is going to get his first career win this year.
That is that's a hot take. I mean, he's moving to some better equipment, that's for sure. I don't think he'll be parking it on the start finish line anytime this year.
If he wins, he should park it right there.
That's true. Yeah.
Just leave it and look. You can push it the rest of the way. I'm walking. So that's just my estimation. All right. But we're gonna keep talking more Rookie of the Year real quick before we move.
I'm gonna pause you. We've finished round one of qualifying, and so. Yeah. Your top 10, you got Joey Logano currently in that top position, but they're going to all the top 10 go again for the actual poll. So you got Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Austin Dillon, William Byron, Chase Elliott, Michael McDowell, Austin Cindric, Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, and Harrison Burton rounding up the top 10 there. Not too bad.
Harrison Burton for the Wood Brothers.
Right? Not too shabby. Anyways, that's our top 10. We'll keep you updated as they go into the second round here. But yeah, continue on. Please, Logan, don't let me interrupt you anymore.
Matt Maher said, well, it's your show. Matt Maher said you only need to finish better than everyone else in 17 races, I believe, to win Rookie of the Year. I think it's doable, and I think Zane Smith is my favorite. I know it's a hot take. Sean says Zane's coming up from the Truck Series, big difference in trucks and the cars. I agree with you, but there's some argued to be made that the Truck Series is more apropos to compare to the current Cup car. There is an argument to be made for that. So look, Chase Elliott Nation alive and well, ladies and gentlemen, most popular driver. Matt Maher says he disagrees. He thinks all the pressure's on Barry to perform, but I think Hosevar is one of the favorites along with Barry. Ain't got nothing against old Carson Hosevar. All right, matter of fact, I might have met the man last October. He was nice as could be.
I don't know. If anyone thinks Kaz Grahl is in the running for Rookie of the Year, I commend them for thinking so. We'll leave it at that.
That boy, if you talk about piping hot takes, somebody turn the damn grill off.
Yeah.
Apparently Adam Carabine's clothing this year is going to be, if you want the smoke, it can be a barbecue.
There you go. Gonna be good. I like that.
Of course, you're
hashtag hot drums. Hot drums.
Those hot drums. Of course, you got a new podcast yourself, so you're getting used to this whole thing.
I'm trying. You know, who knew? Who would have ever expected? But
look, what I do for a living, brother. I make everybody better around me.
There you go. I like it. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, hey.
I'll give you all the credit.
Yeah, you should. I mean, think about it. You got this much charisma, it's gonna rub off some.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. Is there anything else headline wise you want to touch on? Like, we've had an entire off season to you know, have a bunch of headlines. I mean, there's so much that's happened, but also I, you know, when I was putting the show together today, I was like, I can't remember any of it. I'm just kind of excited that NASCAR's back.
You know, I think there's a lot to this is such a question mark year for so many things, right? For Stuart Haas, clearly they've been put on notice that this year better be better. You know, say what you want about the way Tony Stewart, I thought, handled it. I thought it didn't show a lot of leadership. I made that very clear privately in some chats.
You did, yes.
It wasn't, not that I'm ashamed of any stretch. I'm saying it here on the show. But
yeah.
But opinion aside on whether that was the right amount of leadership or not, that clearly sends a message this year better be better or heads are going to roll, right? Keep them on a swivel. So I think it's a big year for Stuart Haas to figure some things out. Of course, they have a bunch of new in Josh Berry. Let's not forget Noah Gragson is in the 10 car. Eric Almirola moving part-time Xfinity Series. Sean says three of the top five are Hendrick cars. So they, as much as Bowman didn't bring the speed, apparently Mr. H did. So I think it's a big year for them. Obviously there's, and I was talking to producer Peggy about this at dinner because we were watching Race Hub while we were eating. And obviously it's a big year for Legacy Motor Club because if it doesn't start to work this year, then you start to go, is Eric Jones the guy? Right. You know, John Hunter coming back into the Cup Series. It's kind of a rookie given. I know he's not a rookie, but he is kind of a rookie compared to where the sport was in 2020.
It's a brand new car too, right?
Yeah, so it's a lot. So yeah, I think if the 43 doesn't have a better year, you know, at least on the very edge of the playoffs, I think you start to go, Eric, what's going on, buddy? Because to Jimmy Johnson's credit, he's went out and got the sponsorship for that team.
Yeah,
We were all quick, including myself, to kind of go, man, Jimmy, apparently you don't know you're from a hole in the ground. But to be fair, he's went out and got a lot of sponsorship for that team. I was getting excited about the Reese's logo on the Dollar Tree car. So I'll be sure to go get a Take Five tomorrow. So I think it's a big deal there. It's a big year. Sean brought him up. Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott didn't find victory lane last year. Now, there was a lot of – he had the injury. He had the suspension. If for some reason we drag on early, if for some reason we drag on and Chase hasn't got a win, you start to – you know, there's a storyline there, right?
Yep.
What about you, Adam? What's your, I'll give you a second to think. Let me get these comments. But I'll read them, but you think on this. What sticks out to you? Hamilton to Ferrari is a big headline, but Colin Best ain't here to discuss it. Freddie says, out of all drivers that could win, SHR-wise, would be Chase or Ryan. We do forget Chase Briscoe does have the one win at Phoenix, and he came a cat hair within being in the Final Four. So maybe I'm underselling. I've had a few people tell me that. Sean says Stuart Haas is rebuilding. Legacy has a couple potential winners. I like that take, Sean. For no.
It must be what he's hearing around the house. I hear it.
Well, you know, I just did. My positivity for the club reverberates everywhere. Maybe a short Daytona 500 is there's a 70% chance for rain on Sunday. I'm preferring maybe we do this at nighttime where it's the right time, as one Ray Charles once said, and we run the 500. Look at these two handsome men. Well,
we're missing the third handsome, the third musketeer. But
somewhere, Peyton's back there going, all right, Adam's fairly handsome, but I don't see the other guy. but all right, I got to those comments. So Adam, I wonder what sticks out to you when you think of this season. What sticks out to you? Obviously for you, right? Let's go ahead and talk about it for a second. This could be Martin Truex's final full-time season. Could, maybe.
MPJ? Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing we've heard over the last few years. Every year it's always the same question. Is it the last year? We don't know.
Driving number 19, Brett Favre.
Seriously. I think it's dependent on how well he does through the season. I think his level of enjoyment in NASCAR depends on his winning ability and whether he feels he can actually challenge for a win. Last year, obviously, had a great regular season. Playoffs left a little to be desired. But I think as the regular season was rolling and he was doing so well, I think he was like, yeah, you know what? I could do another year of this. So if he kind of picks up where he left off in the playoffs last year and has a slow start, I could see him retiring and saying, you know what? I think it's done. I've had enough. I've had fun, but let's move on. Or if he does well, I think I could see him sticking around another year. So who knows? I try not to let it bother me. Oh, look at this, Logan.
That's Freddy. A hot week. Freddy, I like you. Freddy. Freddy. Deep bro hug, Freddy. Come on in here. I like it. He says Jimmy Johns could win a race or two this year. Look, anyone could win the 500. Could win the 500.
I mean, Jimmy's got to get in the 500 first, but
I feel like he's going to get there, right? I mean, yeah. He's Jimmy Johnson. I feel like he'll kind of find a way. All right, he's kind of forgotten about this place than most people know. And frankly, and I know they switched to Toyota this year, but frankly, I feel like his back was more against the wall last year, right? He hadn't hardly been in a car at all.
Yeah,
I mean, at all as far as a NASCAR stock car, even though they're spec cars now. But he hadn't been really in one since 2020, his retirement from full-time competition. And he found a way to get in there. Now, again, Toyota, that is a huge change, a huge adjustment. But,
yeah. I think just his ability as a driver, I think because he'll be able to qualify – you know, based on how he runs within the pack at the duel tomorrow night, I think that'll get him in. So,
you know, he's got the experience advantage, right? I mean, again, he's kind of forgotten more about this place than most people on the track besides Denny Hamlin and a handful of others have ever known. So I feel like right place, right time. And if you got to push it there at the last little bit and kind of move some, but cause I mean, it's a huge bust if he doesn't make it. It's a huge bust because of who he is and legacy at Toyota, and he's got the big petty blue scheme, and now Creed's on the car. Can you take me higher? and so it's a big bust if he doesn't get there. Sean asks, will there be a multi-winner this year? I think there's going to be a ton of winners. I think the days of a driver dominating are over in this car. I do.
I can't disagree. I can't disagree.
I think the most you see is 3-4 wins. I think the days of 9-10 wins a year are over. What say you, Adam?
Yeah, I can't disagree with you there. I think Larson with 10 that year. I'm getting my years mixed up. Was that the last year of the previous gen car as well? So I think it was. So yeah, I think now the new car has made the playing field a little more even, which was kind of by design on NASCAR's part. And we will continue to see many winners. I don't know if that's a hot take for sure, but.
Sean says 7-time can win a few since he's getting used to the cars. Remember JJ is used to dropping in fourth gear and going, these cars have 6 gears. And he said, remember that is key. That's a fair point. You know, he's used to the olden day, for lack of a better term, but I think the days of big time 9-10 plus win seasons are over. Could be wrong. Absolutely. But I think with this car, the playing field's a little bit more even. Some people like that, some people don't. So I think it's harder to have that huge look at so and so dominate this year. All right, let's go ahead and Adam, you want to talk some hot takes?
Yeah, so you know what? Well, we have a graphic for that this year, don't we? This is new. Season 2. Let's throw it there, producer Peggy. There you go. Look at this hot takes. That looks hot.
That's hot, right?
That is hot. Yeah, we should get her on the show, I think, to decide whether these takes are hot enough. Yeah, so this year I thought, oh, it'll be fun to do some hot takes every once in a while. We don't have to do it every single year. Oh, we got producer Peggy in here too. The one rule for your hot take is that it has to be verifiable by the end of this season. I don't want to hear things about, like, you know, Kyle Busch is going to get to 80 wins, or unless you think it'll happen this season. Let's go there, just because I am going to keep receipts. I'm going to write these down, and at the end of the year, we'll see who's the hottest, smartest hot taker out of all of us. So I'm assuming, producer Peggy, you've got one for us, because you're chomping at the bit here. What do you got for us?
Come on, producer Peggy, it's time.
Ryan Blaney goes back to back and he wins a championship.
Whoo! That's hot. That's hot. Maybe Logan's dog agrees. I don't know.
My dog agrees it's hot.
Do you think it's possible, Logan?
Is it possible? Yeah, absolutely, it's possible. It ain't happening though.
No. I don't know. I think it's so hard to predict who's going to be the champion right now. I think it's easier to predict who will make the final four, but just because of the playoff format, there's so many random things that can happen. So I'll put it as hot though. We haven't, when's the last time we had a back-to-back champion? Is that Jimmy Johnson?
On the drive for 5. Oh God. When he drove for Hendrick, I was miserable. it's a hot take. It's hot.
Yeah.
Make no mistake. It is Chipotle one chip challenge hot. Make no mistake.
Sean disagrees, but you know what?
He gave you the big nah, fam.
I've got one too, but if you want to go first, Logan, you're like full of hot takes all the time. So
yeah, it's kind of my specialty. That's why I eat so much spicy food. is it a hot take to say Legacy Motor Club gets in Victory Lane in 24? Is that a hot take?
It's borderline. It's medium take, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
All right. Can I give you something real cooking?
Okay, let's hear it.
Chase Elliott doesn't win in the regular season.
Doesn't win in the regular season. Whew, that is hot. I would say that's hot, especially because
he didn't last year.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's like the most well-funded car ever. But thanks for crapping on my hot take.
No, he was injured. He got suspended for one race, and he was dealing with a nagging shoulder injury too, because he just had shoulder surgery over the season. There you go. Oh, Matt Maher, Josh Berry makes the playoffs. I could see it. I mean, I think it is. I think that's a pretty hot take too. But I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I got one for you guys. Last year, Martin Truex Jr. won the regular season championship, and he also won the Clash. So I think this year, Denny Hamlin wins the regular season championship. Is it hot? What do we think?
Anytime you're making that bold of a prediction for the whole year, I think that's hot no matter who it is.
Well, I've been called hot a few times in my life, so I'll take it. I'll take it from you, Logan.
Hey, as far as I'm considered, you are the sexiest man on this show at this particular hour. Freddie says Kyle Busch wins the 500 but doesn't make the playoffs. So he's thinking we have a boatload of winners.
I think that might be the hottest take of the night. That's very good. I like that.
That is pizza rolls fresh out the microwave hot.
I like that. That is
hot. Oof. Freddie. Yeah. Freddie, you big leader, come on in.
Bring in the heat. I like it, Freddie. Very good. All right, we'll tinker with this hot take format. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I don't know if we'll do it every week, but
I got one more.
You got one more? Oh man, I got to spread mine out week to week so I have enough to last.
I got one more.
Okay,
but I thought we'd bring a double dose since it's a special week. I think Harrison Burton gets the 100th win for Wood Brothers this season.
Wow, there you go. That's pretty legit.
And I said that in our preview article. You and I did.
You did. It's true.
Yeah. So you can check it out.
I still think it's a hot take. Although he's in the top 10. Although so far the slowest of the top 10 in round two. So, man.
Ryan Preece gets his first career cup win, according to Freddie. And Freddie says that Ross wins the cup title. Sean wants to know who was the last driver to win regular championship and the playoff championship. Same season, I assume?
I think it was Jimmy Johnson, was it not?
It very well might have been. It very well might have been.
I'm going to have to fact check that. I'll get back to you next week.
Old seven-time Superman. we got 8 minutes. You got time to pull that up, Lord.
Well, we got other things to get to, my friend.
Yeah, which track does Burton do it? Look at Matt Moore questioning my integrity
look
right
at
now.
This.
You can just tell. He thinks I've been drinking. He don't even know I don't drink a drop. no, I'm teasing, Matt. I'm just playing, bro. He said yes in terms of he means the regular season and playoff same year. Doggone it. Jimmy would be my guess. That's at which track do I think Burton does it? Frankly, if I got a guess gun to head, I would say Dega. See, Freddie's right there with me. Burton does it at Dega or Martinsville. So I think Freddie agrees that Burton's going to get the elusive 100th win. Big season for him, by the way. We talked about big season for Stuart Haas and Legacy. Big season for Harrison Burton. I think this year's kind of the Fisher Cup bait as far as his time at the Wood Brothers. Do you guys agree with that? I think this is a big year for Harrison Burton.
I think it will be a good year for him. I don't know if I'm ready to.
I don't mean, do I think it's going to be a big year in terms of success? I mean, it's a big year as far as pressure. I think this is a big year. This is an important year for Burton.
Sorry, I'm going to pause you. The last person to do it was Martin Truex Jr., 2017.
I'll be dipped in daggum.
There you go. Won the playoffs and won the regular season championship. So there you go.
How about
MTJ?
That? MTJ.
2017. That's based on my very quick reporting, and don't hold me to it. But.
Yeah, watch that be wrong, and Sean comes back here and next week and goes, this guy's a fool.
that's my hot take.
Sean, all we care about is that you come back next week. You can call us stupid. It's fine. there's some hot takes. Time for a weekend preview, man.
It is.
Let's do a weekend preview. Hit that button for me, Peggy.
Look at that. Oh, that's beautiful.
That looks like the truck of Lightning McQueen, doesn't it? It's cool.
I like it. Yeah, it's very good.
All right, so guess what? It's Daytona. I don't need to tell you anything about Daytona. You don't already know if you're watching this show. Next week at 9 o'clock, same bad time, same bad channel, Sean. Every single week, as long as life allows.
9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock for us West Coasters out here. But
he thinks AJ Allmendinger is going to win. Freddie thinks AJ Allmendinger is going to win a coverage again this year. It doesn't mind right there in Sonoma. Well, I will. We'll tip a glass to him if that takes place. Freddie, you come back next week too. Look, I don't need to tell you anything about Daytona. You already know. It's the creme de la creme of this industry. It's what we do. It's our Super Bowl, folks. Adam, Daytona, what say you?
I know there isn't. I mean, there's not much to say about it, really. I mean, it's just, I'm so excited that it's back. First of all, I'm just so excited that NASCAR's back. Yes, I know I made the point earlier that the Clash was like a little preview and that was nice, but just knowing that there's points for grabs, it's just like we're getting it all going here, and it's just so exciting that it's back. I miss it so much when it's gone, and I'm so excited. So I'm just going to keep saying that. I'm so excited. I don't know. What else do you want to say? We got trucks. We got Xfinity. The weather's not looking great for this weekend, but I hope they just get it in. I hope they get it in.
Is making me a little nervous.
Yeah, I'm more nervous actually for the Xfinity race on Saturday, because that could get bumped. I wonder if they would move that to like late Sunday night or even Monday. I don't know, but hopefully the weather cooperates so we can have a good race.
The issue, of course, is even if you only get a little bit of rain, it takes forever to dry this puppy because it's such a It's not quite Frankenstein. That's Talladega, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Freddy says he's guessing here, but AJ wins the Xfinity race. Kyle wins the 500, which, Kyle Busch, he mentioned that earlier. And Ty wins the truck race. I assume he means.
Ty Dillon? Dillon winning the truck race.
So let me know, Freddie, if that's wrong. Sean's final four is Hamlin, Elliott, Larson, and maybe Josh Berry. That's a piping hot take. All right, so I think it's time with that. I think it's time to, because we're getting close to home.
We're getting close here. We should wrap it up, and we got to renew our season of Racing Refresh Picks.
So let's go ahead and play that game, Racing Refresh Picks, and then we'll get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go. Racing Refresh Picks.
That's
beautiful. We got some
Ty Majeski, by the way.
Oh, Ty Majeski. Of course. Yeah. That makes more sense than Ty Dillon. Ty Dillon.
I'm a biased fellow. I kind of like Ty Dillon.
Daytona 500 should be an international holiday. Agreed, Matt, especially for us Canadians. Represent. Matt's on the farther side of the coast away from me, but we're still Canadian and we're proud of it. So there you go. Also, quick update. We just have one car left to go. It's Joey Logano. Let's see if he can repeat as pole sitter, repeat the top spot in round two. Michael McDowell currently holding it, but it looks like Joey Logano's got it. Joey Logano and Michael McDowell are going to be your front row.
Bringing that Ford power. That's what sticks out to me
Interesting.
That's Ford front row power right there.
I find it interesting because I see Michael McDowell as a good drafting racer. Like, I feel like he's good in the draft, but I wouldn't have been like, I wouldn't have picked him as being good for just on his own, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
He said he's Canadian too.
Freddie is Canadian too. New Brunswick. Welcome. Look at this. We got Canadians taking over. Oh, I love it.
It's a Canadian cackle here. It's just wild.
Okay. We need to touch on our Racing Refresh picks for this year. Postponing is fine till Monday. No, I disagree. I want to see it Sunday.
Monday? Could you watch it if it ends up going Monday?
Because actually we are celebrating a lovely day out here in British Columbia called Family Day, which is we got Monday off. So,
and there's nothing like family when it comes to Daytona.
That's right. It is a little I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, we got new rules for Racing Refresh Picks this year. A couple new rules. First of all, we were picking from the 36 charters last year. All throughout the entire season. This year, we are going to refresh our picks, no pun intended, at the playoffs. So for the first 26 races, we are only allowed to pick from the top 26 from last year. Now, add on to that. Last year, we just had whoever had the driver that picked, or whoever picked the driver that finished the best, just got 1 point. And that was how we did the points for the year. This year, we're going to change that a little bit. First place gets 4 points. Then second place gets 3. Third gets 2. Fourth gets 1. Which should, you know, there were a couple different times I finished second and I got nothing for it. I was pretty upset about it. So I'm tweaking the rules, basically, hopefully in my favor. I've also spoken with Colin. We found out he wasn't going to be here. We've got Colin's got first pick because he finished last year. We're going in the reverse order from our finishing order, which means Logan, your reign has come to an end. It's time to start a new season. You get to pick last. But Colin has gone ahead and picked Brad Keselowski to start off, which I think is a solid pick to start off, especially at Daytona. I am next up because I was second to last, just barely. And I'm going to pick Austin Cindric. Next up is producer Peggy. Who do you have for the Daytona 500?
I'm going to pick... We love Michael McDowell.
McDowell. Well, he's starting on the front row. It's a good place to start. And Logan finishes off here.
I'll take Darrell Wallace Jr., better known as Bubba.
Oh, very good. All right. And don't forget that you cannot pick these people again. So at least not until the playoffs. And we'll rediscuss that when the playoffs arrive. But for now, we got our picks set for another season of Race and Refresh Picks. Thank you, guys.
All right. What do you say we bring her home with a little closing time?
I think so. Closing time.
That's right, folks. You don't have to get off the internet, but you can't stay at this particular link. It's time for closing time here at Racing Refresh Happy Hour. So with that, we're running a little over, so let me get to it quickly. Peggy, final words. It's Daytona weekend.
I hope it rains and pours and just floods the track Sunday, because I'm going to visit my Nana this weekend. And if it doesn't rain and pour, then I will miss the race, or at least a majority of it. So I hope it gets postponed at least until later Sunday night so that I can watch it. I mean, because my Nana is more important to me.
Doesn't Nana want to watch with you? I mean,
Nana does not want to watch with me. She would rather stick pins in her eyes.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, so, well, for my own sake, I'm hoping for Sunday still, but, you know, at least maybe you can watch it delayed.
Right? I'm okay if it was Sunday night, just not Sunday at 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Or else maybe I could watch it in the car.
Yeah.
But that's not as fun.
No, it's not. Go ahead, Logan. Sorry, I'm talking too much. I'm talking too much. I'm sorry.
You're not talking enough. Come on now.
Final words. Looking forward to this weekend. I won't say I'm excited one more time because I've done it enough times already. But definitely, yeah, I'm happy that NASCAR is back. Also, just wanted to shout out our website, racingrefresh.com. We got some stuff going on there. Today I just posted a little article explaining basically the Daytona 500 qualifying procedure, which is like super convoluted and difficult. And so it's kind of going to be possibly an ongoing series where we take a look at some of the weird rules in NASCAR and break them down for you. So we got that on the website. Later on this week, we've got the return of Stat Saturday. Stat Chat is making its grand return this Saturday, getting you ready for the Daytona 500. And I also had a chance to speak with Dale Jr. when I was down in LA. So there's going to be a little article coming up with that in the next little while as well. So looking forward to it. And I will see you all again next Wednesday for episode 2, season 2 of Racing Refresh Happy Hour. It's good to be back.
It is wonderful to be back, and let me bring us home. I do want to mention, to go to our website, racingrefresh.com. You can check out our updated merchandise store. It's been updated. We have a wonderful graphic designer in producer Peggy, who has done a lot of work on the website. Get yourself a fine t-shirt now and support us. We want to grow this thing, and we can only grow it if you allow it. It would mean the world to us. With that, be sure to go and check out latest headlines. I'm going to get the dual lineups uploaded there a little bit later on this evening, as soon as we get kind of settled from here, and as soon as they become available PDF style. So I'm going to get that up a little bit later on. And so stay tuned to Racing Refresh for all your NASCAR news and needs. We'll be back here next Wednesday, and you can call Matt Maher, 2008 Dale Jr., because he is amped, son. He is amped.
Dale Jr. fan. Dale Jr. fan.
He's working on his Dale call, right? That whole Dale call thing. And so with that, Freddie, I want to thank you. Ryan, I want to thank you. Sean, I want to thank you. Matt, everybody that's tuned in, we appreciate it so, so much. Please come on back next week and have fun with us. We'll break down Daytona and preview Atlanta. Until next week, thank you all so much. Great to be back, and we'll see you at the next track.